Having played in Jacksonville, you know, Cecil's done a great job, you know, even going back to when he first got here, learning the system, a guy who can play multiple positions, and, you know, obviously a key component of our offense. So I know he's working, you know, hard to get back, you know, something that, you know, coach will be, you know, that'd be his decision. And that, like I said, Cecil's working hard.
You've had a lot to do with DeAndre. One catch off the league lead, most yards. He's on a pace to shatter every receiving record. What do you think about DeAndre, seeing him for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, I knew coming here it would be fun to work with him, and then obviously he didn't get a chance really until training camp, and then to see him go out there and make the plays that he has made has been fun, and especially when you're the quarterback throwing the ball to him. So, you know, I'll say this about DeAndre. For as good as he is, he comes to work every day, works hard, wants to get better, is constantly communicating with the quarterbacks, whether it be me or Ryan, you know how he feels about certain things. And, you know, I think he's done a great job this year and hopefully continue to be on that pace.
How important is it to get the running game going?
Yeah, I think in this league, you know, when you get the running game going, it opens up a lot of things. So, obviously, I think our O-line has done a great job. You know, now we're just getting Arian back along with the other guys who've really done a good job so far. So, you know, that'd be great to be in a situation where you continue to stick with the run and you're not playing from behind and get that going.
Brian, like you talked about with DeAndre, also with Cecil and with Nate being vets, have they done a lot of communicating with you, Ryan, and George about what they're seeing and how they can help even in-game?
Yeah, for sure. They have a great feel for that, I think. You know, those three veteran guys have done a great job of being leaders in that room, too. So when Keith, Jalen have to step up and play the other night, you see Jalen catches two touchdown passes. I think he sees those guys, how they work, how they communicate. You know, the professionalism, and that's a great example for the young guys.
Did you get a little fired up that you have a rookie out there? His first two catches are both touchdown passes. Does that fire you up a little
bit?
Yeah,
for sure. I think, to me, it's validating what we've started to see in practice with Jalen. He's practiced really hard, whether it be scout team, with the offense, whatever it might be, and you really see him coming along. And you know, so for him to go out and contribute, I think that just boosts his confidence even more, and he continues to practice better.
Yeah, how much did you know about Arian, the receiver, versus Arian, the running back? You probably knew a lot more about the other than the...
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, Arian's a very versatile player, whether it's out of the backfield or lining him up as a receiver. As a outsider, I really, you know, you hear about, you think Arian Foster, you think running back, Pro Bowl, you know, rush for over 1,000 yards. But for me, I've seen more of it now being on the inside, you know, what he's capable of doing in the pass game.
Jacksonville's done a lot of blitzing. They're a fast defense. They have gotten to the quarterback a lot. What do you see when you've seen them on film?
Yeah, when I talked to the media on Monday, I mean, this is a team that I played against last year with Cleveland, and I remember walking away from that game thinking what a great defense they had. You know, they have a good scheme, and they have the players to play that scheme, and they kind of let them out there and let them loose and let them play fast, like you said. So it's going to be a great challenge for us, and we have to be on top of our game plan and know that they're going to line up and come after us on every play.
You've been a starter and you've been a backup. What does it mean to know you're starting? Is it easier or does it matter?
I think for me, you know, having been through multiple different, you know, situations, I think I've always tried to prepare like I'm the starter. So I think when you know you're the starter, the only difference is you know you're going out there on the first series of the game. I really believe that's kind of the difference there. And obviously getting more reps in practice. So you get a few more reps in practice. But other than that, I try to take the same mentality week to week.
What is the difference? I understand the situations, but the difference in you in the last two games where you came in, boom, boom, going up and down the field as opposed to the first game?
I don't know. I really don't know. I think, you know, you come in a situation and you just try to, you know, get some completions, get it going. I think, you know, the situations that I've come into the past couple weeks, you just want to kind of get a rhythm going. You know, I can't really – you know, look back to the first game and really get a feel for why it's different. I think sometimes you go out there and you know, things happen and then you get a flow and it kind of picks up. And, you know, so for me, I think, you know, just take that mentality and go out there and execute the plays that are called. If it's not there, you know, play for the next down and continue to play the game for four quarters.
Last four games, only two teams have given up fewer sacks. A lot of that has to do with you guys, of course, getting rid of the ball. But how comfortable do you feel now that you've got a healthy line?
Yeah, those guys have done a great job in pass protection. Really, you know, feel really comfortable back there. Now, like I said, a team like Jacksonville, who has a great front seven, will definitely challenge us. And it'll be a great challenge for our line and for us as quarterbacks to make sure we don't take any sacks.